For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there is a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products. But today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxidol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds. But common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no-rinse suds leave in. And not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Yes, deep cleaning Oxidol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Evie wanted to give a New Year's Eve party in Spencer Grayson's honor. But Faye and Spencer have accepted an invitation from Gladys Pendleton instead. And so Evie has pushed her party ahead. And it's there we're going now. Do you feel the way the folks do? That a romance between Faye and Spencer Grayson would be just wonderful? He does seem a very pleasant chap, doesn't he? Well, right now, at about 8:30 at night, we find Evie's and Willie's house just spick and span for the party. And Willie, spick and span too, stands at the foot of the stairs and... Oh,
Evie! You ought to get down here. Our guests will be coming. It's practically 8:30. Junior left 20 minutes ago.
Did he have his little suitcase?
He had his little suitcase. Also, he got his little hands on the eats, and he took some of them.
He messed up my pretty tray? Oh, Willie, you shouldn't have let him. Golly, all right, here I come.
What do you mean, I shouldn't have let him? Have you ever been able to stop your son from anything?
I asked for a little cooperation around here, but do I get it? Do not get it. Is that a cigar I smell? I told you I don't want any cigars smelling up the house after our guests get here.
Evie, for once, look before you leap. Wait before you speak. Am I smoking a cigar?
Well, I smell something. No, maybe it's that furniture polish I spent the whole day rubbing on.
Compared to the furniture polish, a cigar would smell good.
Yeah, maybe you should light up a cigar. No, no, wait a minute. I think I still got some incense. That stuff Junior bought me for Mother's Day with his very first money.
We will not have incense. With your kind permission, I'll light up a cigar instead.
Well, I suppose it's 60 of one, 2 dozen of the other. All right, I'm going to the kitchen to see what he done to my trays. Don't sit down anywhere, Willie. I don't want the cushions all squished.
I'll sit on the floor.
No, you can come in the kitchen. Sit on the kitchen chair.
Thank you.
Come on. What time did they say they'd be here? We said about 8:30, didn't we?
The invitations were for 8:30. Hey, wait a minute.
Hmm? Now what?
Hey, ain't that a new way you got your hair fixed? Turn around.
Well, heavenly days. Last he notices something about his wife. Now, don't tell me you're going to like it.
I ain't sure. In fact, maybe I do like it. At least I'll give it this much. It makes you look different.
Well, thank you.
Well, it looks pretty good, kid. So does the new dress. Happy New Year, Evie.
Oh, thank you, Willie.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. It's a fine thing. You can't even have a New Year's Eve party on New Year's Eve.
Well, what difference does it make, Abby? You wanted Faye and Spencer Grayson, didn't you? And they'd already accepted the invitation for Gladys Pendleton's New Year's Eve party. Mm. No, I think it's a real good idea, us having our party tonight. And I can go to bed early, and I don't have to stay up till 12.
Oh, you and you're going to bed early. That's a fine spirit for the host at his own party. Now, remember, Willie, after we're all through eating, and I'll probably serve about 9:30 or 10 o'clock or whenever it seems like there's a lull, don't you start yawning and looking at your watch. It ain't polite.
Look, I got just as good manners as you. You don't have to tell me how to act.
You're the one who always gets sleepy. And remember, you've already told all your jokes to Spencer Grayson at least twice. You don't have to tell him again.
Yes, Abby.
And also, it ain't polite to tell him all about the little two-bit lumber business. He's a big shot. If you got to talk about business, honey, talk about his business.
Yes, Abby. Excuse me for living,
Abby. And one more thing. If he's sitting next to Faye and the two of them are talking, don't go joining them. They don't need you.
Yeah, for Pete's sake, listen to that. Who's the one who at Christmas dinner at Ma's house, she kept following Spencer Grayson around like she was a poodle on a leash? He couldn't make a move without you was right there 3 feet behind him like he was under arrest and you were the deputy sheriff or something.
I was simply being courteous.
Simply?
A little common courtesy.
Oh, a little common courtesy. You was acting like... Hey, front door, somebody's here.
Okay, you go open the door. Wait a minute.
Huh? What's that?
Let me see how you look.
All right?
Oh, you look swell, Willie.
Yeah.
How do I look?
You look swell, too, kid. Well, come on! Let's make it a real nice party.
Oh, sure we will. And you tell that story about the organ grinder's monkey to Augustus. He'll die.
Yeah. Oh, no. Wait a minute. I can't. It was Augustus who told it to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Huh? Oh, it's Ma. Yeah, that's right. Come on in, Ma. Hi. And look, here's Shuffle.
Evening, Ma. Shuffle. Go ahead, Willie. I'll be out in a minute.
Okay, kiddo, okay.
Our nation. Don't the place look beautiful? Look at them flowers. Evening, Willie, son.
Hi. Welcome to Liberty Hall. The sky's the limit, and let joy be unrefined.
Oh, the house is just lovely. Thank you, Willie. Just a minute, let me put my gloves in the pocket.
Okay.
Oh, and you look so nice, Willie, son.
Thank you. Yeah. My blue suit. I got a suit for every day in the week, Ma. And this is it.
Oh, really? Wait, is this what we got to put up with all night long? Willie Fitz pulling them tired out old smart remarks in.
Now, Shepard. Is Abby still working in the kitchen? Yeah. Maybe I can help her.
Sure, Ma. Cigar, Shuffle?
Is this one of your cigars that I smell in the room right now?
Smells more like furniture polish.
It is furniture polish, Ma.
Well, then maybe I will try one of them cigars, Willie.
Yeah, okay. Here you are, Shuffle. No, wait a minute. Give me that one back. That's not for you. That one is for Spencer Grayson. Here, Shuffle, this one is for you.
Oh, you bought two kinds, huh? Spencer Grayson, he gets a better one than me.
Oh, Shuffle, don't ask the price of everything. You want this cigar, don't you?
Well, I reckon it's a toss-up, the cigar or the furniture polish. Thanks, Willie.
No, everything's all done, Ma, so let's just come right in here and sit down.
All right, dear.
Oh, Faye and Spencer didn't come with you, I see.
No, that's right. Mr. Grayson hadn't arrived yet, and Faye said she'd wait for him.
Hmm.
And Joseph will come along when they do. Joseph is taking a little nap.
Darnation, Evie, you look like the frosting on a cake. I never seen you look prettier.
Why, thank you, Shuffle.
Don't she look pretty? Oh, and the house so nice. Junior over at our house, his little suitcase and his books. Oh, having your party tonight was such a fine idea, Evie.
Sweet Jerusalem. Ma said something yesterday which is so true. Maybe it's on account of all the trouble which we experienced during the previous long months, but now it's like we're having parties all the time. Speaking for myself, I know I'm in a holiday mood.
That's absolutely right. I've never felt better in my whole life.
Yeah. Well, I wish we were having this party on real New Year's Eve.
Oh, now that don't make one speck of difference, Abby, child. In fact, this is all the nicer, a party tonight and a party on New Year's Eve. Such a nice way to end the year. Such a nice way to begin a new year.
The year 1950 just went past like it had wings. Carnation, you don't know about this, Willie, nor you neither, Evie. You're still too young. But when you get up to the age that I'm at, the years go by so fast. Seems like when you're young, each year lasts forever. It's golden and it's wonderful. I can remember back to when I was a boy, and each summer was a whole lifetime, never ending. And then all of a sudden you look up and you're 40 or you're 50. And you see you've lived half a century or more. And from then on there ain't never enough time. The years just fly. One New Year's Eve just crowding on the next. Ain't that the way it seems to you, Ma?
Yes, yes, I reckon. But also the years get sweeter, Shuffle. I think everything gets better as it goes along. Of course, young folks like Willie and Evie wouldn't know. Willie, I do believe that this furniture polish is a little strong, dear. Maybe you should open the window.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, maybe I should. I'll open this window.
Yeah,
over here.
That's a good idea, Ma. Fold back the curtain, Willie.
Yeah, and maybe you can ask the folks if they'd like some punch, Eddie, or if they'd like... Hey, everybody.
What?
Come here. Come on. Look.
Nothing wrong, Willie.
No. Nothing wrong. Just the opposite, Ma. Everything nice. Look out the window there. Don't push, Shuffle. Don't push. Look there.
Well, what? Let me see.
Why, that's Faye and Spencer Grayson just getting out of his big, beautiful car.
Look at that. Ain't that a sight for sore eyes? Big, beautiful car. Gee, Faye looks like $1 million, don't she? Look at the way she takes his arm.
Oh, and look at the way he bends down to her. Oh, it's like Gary Cooper.
Here they come. Don't they look wonderful, Ma?
Oh, yes. Yes, wonderful. Such fine, clean-cut young folks, so laughing. Oh, yes, everything's wonderful.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so, Ma, too, looks at Faye and Spencer, and her heart is filled with a wish for happiness for lovable, courageous Faye. What's going to happen? Well, it's a New Year's Eve date on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol with just one rinse. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.